Welcome to the Doghouse. Subject for today is, has Ratsgadioglu broken Boolaga? Or as Warren would say, Boogala.
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 Here's what they say is, Boogala. I think that was a long time ago. It's been since May that Boolaga's playing the top spot on a podium. That's a bunch of months.
Yeah,
that's like that's one race. That's like one race in World Superbike.
No, it's longer than that. One, two, three.
Two.
Almost three full rounds.
Has he really been in the lead for three full rounds? You sure? Go look at the.
No, that. Not the lead. I'm just saying winning races.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, once he was fully recovered from his issue that he had.
Over three. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, but you know what? He was giving him a better race. Boolaga was given a better race even when he was coming back. I don't know. I get the feeling like the people in his team are telling him, you know what? Ratsgadioglu's going away next year. You have no competition. Just take it easy. Don't injure yourself seriously. And you got the championship next year guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what everybody wants.
Yeah,
to
I don't think
he's Well, Bautista heard it and said, that's it. I'm laying the bike down.
And he did.
Wiping the snow. Well, Bautista knows he doesn't have a ride next season, so he'll be on a Honda, which is basically
ride.
It means target practice. That's what it means.
He's got no ride.
Crash practice. Well, he is getting crash practice in this season, so he'd be ready for the Honda next season.
Yeah, he's like almost wrecking like every race. You know, this, I mean, a lot of times it's not because it's not his fault, but this weekend was definitely his fault. Yeah, definitely. So
I don't know. I think
wearing white before Labor Day, that's what does it for you.
Is that right, Warren? Is that the rules?
Wearing the white boots. Yeah, white boots before Labor Day.
Real men don't wear white.
Real men don't care about fashion. There we go.
That's true. That is definitely true.
Right. You guys can have that little argument. I'll talk guy stuff. When you get back to it, let me know.
Okay. All right. You talk guy stuff here. I'll tell you what. Why don't you fill in with guy stuff? Okay. And Warren and me will take a nap. We are the senior citizens.
You're putting everybody to sleep with your fashion stuff. I don't know.
All I said was real men don't wear white. I just said real men don't wear white. That's it. Didn't go on and on and on and on. Okay. So, what do you think? What do you think? Because I don't think that Boolaga this weekend showed much desire. Does that make sense?
No, he did not.
You know, this was not the guy that was keeping pace with Ratsgadioglu when he wasn't ahead in a lot of the season. And now it just seems like, I don't know, this weekend, maybe it's just the track and that's all it is. None of them had raced on that track before. Maybe. But the problem is that he still got, I think, the next one or two tracks. Ratsgadioglu is like almost a sure winner at those. And then it finishes out with, it must be the next one because he did this.
What if BMW made the bike better?
I don't know. We'll find out. But the last three rounds, I think, are supposed to favor Boolaga. But maybe he's been told not to win. Maybe he's been told, take it easy. You know?
I don't believe that.
What team owners Dorna. Saying, Dorna. Win next year? Because,
Dorna.
Accidents don't Dorna. Happen.
Not People a team. Hurt. Not a team. Dorna.
Dorna has conspiracy not been theories.
It. Yes, they do.
I thought they're gone.
No, they're not gone.
Liberty Media
not for rules.
No, Liberty Media owns the marketing rights for it. Dorna still has all the rules and regs part of it.
What advantage do they have of having Top Rack win?
It helps them in MotoGP.
No, it doesn't, because when he goes up there and he finishes eighth.
No, that's not what I mean. It helps them in the offseason with selling sponsorship. 12. It helps them sell sponsorships for MotoGP for Ratsgadioglu. Oh. You're right.
Yeah, we're selling sponsorship because the best guy in the league just moved up.
It may only be for one season, Phil, because when he lays an egg on the Yamaha, then you might lose some of those sponsors. But you know what? It's money in their pockets. It's money in everybody's pockets for 1 year.
I don't see him bringing that much money.
I don't know. I think he is. I mean, he's a multi-time champion in World Superbike. Yeah, I think he's worth money. I don't know. He's not going to bring like Marquez or, you know, Rossi or anybody, those, you know, those types of things, money, but it's money. It's money. And Yamaha certainly needs the sponsorships. I mean, Pato, however you pronounce it, they're sponsoring all the factory and the satellite teams, at least to some extent. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not saying that's what it is. It may just be that Bull's good's broken. Then that's, which is kind of where I started, right? Is like, I can't beat this guy. It takes a perfect set of circumstances, and maybe his spirit's just broken. I don't know. But it looked that way this weekend to me. It's like, I don't got anything for this guy. I lost. He lost by over 10 seconds. He lost by, you know? Yeah. Well, I mean, not much you can do about that, right? Some guy's 10 seconds faster than you. There's no real way to fight. Well, there is a way to fight that, but it involves violence and other things. So,
right? The grinding solution and the oil. Yeah. I mean, come on.
There are ways around it, but you know, at least if you're a member of the doghouse, we understand these things.
I mean, we
do not condone them, but we understand
it's
them.
It's not cheap.
That's right. It's not
cheap. We can always apply the curse to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only 4 rounds left, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's tough. It's tough.
If 2 more of them are Raz Cadillac rounds.
No, I think just 1, because the last 3 were supposed to favor Buliga. So it must be only 1 more.
And he's up by what, 26?
6. Now? Yeah, I think 26.
Yeah, it's not mathematical yet, but it's.
No, he's got. No, it sounds. It seems to me like he needs to have a DNF reasonably.
You know, I mean, if you drop 3, what does that give you?
Sprints, they're Super Bowl races. 13. Yeah. Yeah, he's got to. I mean, it's tough to ask anybody to win out because that hasn't happened much this season until Raz Cadillac started winning out. Yeah, but he got in his groove, right? That's what I'm saying. It didn't happen this season until Raz Cadillac got in his groove.
You know, maybe
Buliga wasn't doing that.
But, you know, you guys put a lot of pressure on Buliga. And you guys, I mean, Ken and his 2 friends. Because he came out and he won the first round and he was on a Ducati. And you were like, yay. The second round was Raz's. The third round, they split. The fourth round, Buliga topped them. Then Raz has been just, I mean, they had a 3-2 split Raz the next round. I mean, 3-1, 2-1.
Well, that was my point, Phil, that Buliga was making it, but both of them, right? It was competitive between the 2 of them. That fighting seemed to stop this weekend.
Yeah, that didn't look very good for him. I mean, I have to kind of agree with Ken. It looks like Top Rack.
It's up and down, right? Like
a guy. Yeah, it's a 50. It's a 50-50 proposition, Phil.
It's 50-50 on whether he's going to finish.
Right? Yes, exactly.
He's in the points.
One of the 2 is going to win the race because there's no one else even looking like they even want to try.
Yeah, I think the number of races that are remaining and you know the fact that he had basically gave up a lot of points this weekend is going to make it really tough for him.
Maybe he really needs tough pressure.
That's possible. You know, I mean, Raz Cadillac is a great guy to apply it, right? So.
And he did it this weekend.
You sit there and say, did he quit? I don't think you get to be a top level world class rider by quitting.
No, but everybody loses their confidence. So maybe his confidence has been damaged. That's not something.
Oh, he's handing in the wings. Is this his Top Gun scene?
Yes.
I can't do it. I'm thinking about my wife and kids.
That's right.
And now you got Dorna going, I have to do something I didn't want to do.
I heard it.
You're going to MotoGP.
I heard it on lap 14. I'm punching out.
I'm holding the edge too tight. Maybe he had crappy tires. Maybe they missed the suspension setup. Maybe.
Well, he did. They did. He did in race 1. They made a bad judgment on the tires, right? Yeah, a lot of people did, actually, in race 1. So. Race 2 just looked like, everybody's on the same set of tires.
It was the tire pressure.
Dry track. And then, you know, and then I don't know. It was such a dominating win by Raz Cadillac. It still had to have an effect on his confidence by the end of the race. In any case.
I think getting a hat trick, it's kind of hurt.
The thing that hurt him the most was the Super Bowl race.
Yeah, I agree. No points. Yep.
I had to go look because I couldn't remember if he grabbed a point out of that or not. But no,
he got no points. Yeah, because he did enough to at least have it be not a total disaster in race one and race in two. But the Super Bowl race, just zippy.
Yeah, and that hurts, right? Yeah, that hurts. Extra race.
That hurts when the guy you're chasing gets 12, right? When the guy gets 12 and you get zippy, that hurts. That's half a race, right?
Yeah. Right. So, but the hammer can swing the other way.
It could. One DNF, but that's the worst guy to count on for a DNF would be Ratzgadiaglia. He just doesn't DNF.
I'm just saying for the right price, the shovel will.
Well, yeah, that's not a DNF. Well, it is a DNF, but it's more of a DCF, doghouse caused failure, right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the championship race is over.
I don't think it's mathematically over. And anybody could get injured. So anything could change.
They swap positions. Okay. They swap positions next round. Right.
And yeah, it's closer, but not close.
But it is. They do that. That's what? 13 points.
But in there. Well, no. What are you talking about? You're talking about if Ratzgadiaglia doesn't collect,
sweeps next week, and even if Ratz comes in second every race, he's half that points lead with three rounds to go.
Oh yeah, it definitely helps. Points.
So this isn't over.
Oh no, it's not over. It's a long way from being over. The worst thing for Ratzgadiaglia right now is 5 weeks off. That's the worst thing for him. You know?
If he was going to go into next week coming off the momentum from the last couple races, he'd be really bad. There will be no momentum.
That's a lot of time for that's a lot of time for Buliga to kind of get his head straight, right, going into the final races. I think it would definitely be a huge advantage for Ratzgadiaglia to just keep on racing, finish the season out.
These gaps are momentum killers.
They are momentum killers, and at the same time, I think actually Ratzgadiaglia probably gains a little bit more benefit from the time off than Buliga does, because Ratzgadiaglia doesn't seem like he seems like he's a little bit more laid back than Buliga is, right? He's not a guy that ever brags. Buliga did that during the preseason practices and stuff like that. It's not Ratzgadiaglia doesn't do that. He's an on the track guy. I'm going to prove of what I do. I don't see that. So I don't know. He is hurt as much by time off, but anytime you have that much time off, it's like, when do most of the motorcycle racers get injured? During their time off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go bike riding. Let's practice on motocross.
Yeah. That's how we stay in shape on motocross. We stay in shape. That's how we break things too.
Right. Yeah. Hey.
I know what I'll do.
I'll go water skiing while I'm on a 5 week vacation.
Yeah. I'll open some windows.
That's right. I'll open some windows. There you go.
Right. I don't know. I don't think it's as. I just don't think it's as big of a deal. I think if they got what, four rounds, I said four rounds to go.
Yeah, four rounds left.
Right, four rounds. One's a Raz round. The other three we think will be Buliga rounds.
It's existing tracks that they've raced on where Buliga has performed better than Ratzgadiaglia. What that means this year might mean nothing.
Might mean nothing. Might mean we have a 2 point difference in the win.
Yeah, it might be that we actually have something halfway decently excited in at least on one of the two sports we watch.
It's a way better season than MotoGP.
At this point, yeah, because Marquez is just walking away with it.
Right.
Yep. No, I agree. If it ends up that way.
Signed the death bet on Buliga. I'm hoping he gives us something to watch.
I'm not. I'm just, wondering why his performance was like that. That's this weekend, because my take on the performance this weekend was it almost looked like he gave up to me.
Maybe he misunderstood and they were like, you're going to be hungry all weekend. And he was like, that sucked. And ate too much before he got there, not realizing they meant were going to be in Mongolia.
Maybe he went back to the pits and said, I told you guys to make that bike faster. And they said, oh, you wanted it faster.
I really believe that he missed the setup in the first race. And I would have thought they would have done something to change it for race two.
They did. They did for the Super Bowl race. It was clear. They figured it all out. The bike rolled much better after.
Yeah,
that.
It did.
Sideways.
So, I hope Bulaga pulls it out and actually makes it down to the last race. But I'm not seeing anything that tells me that he will.
I wouldn't count him out. But if I was a betting man,
but I ain't putting dollars on him.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. I hope so. I hope it ends up close because you're right. MotoGP has been a complete snoozer. Moto 2, on the other hand, is pretty much up for grabs.
Moto 2 is one of those. I don't want to win.
You're exactly right.
Hey, you're exactly right. You win this week.
Moto 2, the objective is to have as many different race winners as possible.
And that's okay. I like that.
I love it.
Season.
Yeah, I love it. I love
right?
it.
Right? Like, I like that, but it's like normally by now somebody's in their groove. You have an entire series of guys who just ain't in the groove.
Well, the last couple of years, it's been like that. It's in the last couple of years that there hasn't been anybody that just dominated in the last couple. But before that, yeah, you're right. Pretty much somebody was at least, having
somebody
a significant
looked like a front
increase.
Runner.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on this season. So, I don't know. Well, Iogura left, right? Moto 2. He would have been, obviously, one of the guys that would have been competing. It would have been...
Chatra left. I mean, they...
No, some cat Chatra. It's been... What are you talking about?
2 years? It's been 2 years.
No, he just left mentally. He's still there.
Oh, Iogura. Yeah. Okay. Iogura.
Well, that's what I just said.
I don't know. I confused those two guys.
Yeah,
it was Bogola. Bogola left.
Bogola.
Yeah.
Bogola. Bogola. Like the whale.
I don't know. I think just in general that Moto 2 has just become I don't want to win.
It should have been a year that somebody dominated because you did have a lot of the top runners from last season move to MotoGP.
I'll be honest with you, I think Dixon, Canet, they're beginning to go down the Vietti line.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm never going to move up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Canet doesn't take the championship.
I think there's a lot of guys.
He should start getting the tattoos removed because obviously they're too heavy for him to win.
I think there's a lot of guys in Moto 2 that aren't. They're never going to go up to MotoGP.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but
and at that point,
I think,
why have him there?
You can make that as a valid point, right? Easily. I love Roberts, but I don't think he's ever going to see MotoGP.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
If he was going to win, it was last year before he got hurt because he looked really good last year.
Yeah.
But
if
he was going to win, he'd have sponsorship and money to help him.
Right. Yep.
And he's never going to have that.
No, he's never going to have
that. Until American companies start funding American racers and start caring about it.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
He's never going to win. Yeah, right? He's never going to MotoGP.
He's never going to MotoGP.
He's a celebrity.
He's capable. He's capable of winning. The problem is this season he was injured, and I don't even know what the best of Roberts is at this point. I really don't know. We've seen sparks of him
being
in
the top.
Last year he looked great. Until he got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But staying healthy.
If you're not competing for the championship, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In Moto
2, you're just a rider. You're just somebody to get passed by the people who are.
Yeah. You're just one of those guys for them to comment on that he had a really good race finishing in ninth place. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit about that. So.
Yep.
But
there, I'm just seeing names in there that are guys who have been in there for a little bit. I mean, there was a lot of talk when Dixon and Canet moved up, and they're not going. They don't seem to be able to beat the competition that's there handedly.
I think Canet is it was really well placed this season. That could have been his last opportunity to impress the teams in MotoGP and possibly get a move. Because, he was the guy that was like the perpetual second place guy. But this season, he seems to be, kind of like drifting off.
Perpetually second place guy.
most of the season. Yeah. But then he has some of these bad performances that don't
Which are even worse than second. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're going to start seeing teams look for the young guys, Baltus, Marea,
Gonzalez.
I don't know. Yeah. He seems to be showing that he's not very consistent.
There's in my mind, even if he wins the championship, Gonzalez does not go to MotoGP next season. He's going to have to, if he doubled, then there's no way he wouldn't go to MotoGP, but that's the only way in my mind.
I honestly don't see anybody there that I think is worth moving up.
No, I agree.
From my perspective, I see two seats that are going to be open. Oliveira, he's done nothing this year. He'll be out because his contract is up. And Jack Miller, his contract is up. I don't see him
coming back. Jack Miller's going to take over for Rise and Superbike.
I think there's rumors going around that actually he might end up sticking in MotoGP next season, which I don't know if that's true or not, but I'd seen that in a number of places. But apparently there are some teams that are interested in him. Well, I get it, you know what it always comes down to? Just don't be the worst rider, okay?
Be cheap. Be affordable.
If you're not the worst rider, you got a shot.
Hey, could be wrong. Maybe Miller makes a great cup of coffee. Bring a real rider. Hold the umbrella, bud. Yeah.
I wouldn't count him out. He's not the worst rider in the field. That's a win.
Yeah, but his contract is up.
Yeah, so that doesn't mean he doesn't get a.
He's not staying where he is.
It doesn't look. Honda is always looking for riders because they're trying to kill them all the time. So there's a very good chance that there is a Honda seat out there.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I saw a stat about the number of crashes this year, and the top two, Zarco and Mir. Who do they ride for?
Honda. Well, it's been like that for like the last 3 years.
Yeah, but I mean,
the last three years, Honda has blown the field away with the number of wrecks.
Yeah, it's just continuing again this year.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's because Zarco's actually trying to be fast. And when you try to be fast on a Honda, it says, I've had enough of that, get off.
It's a death sentence.
Yeah. What's Mir doing? It's like, oh, look, Zarco wrecked. I guess it's time to end.
You know, Mir just rides around the track and screams, Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. Sacre bleu. Sacre mousse.
That's before he gets thrown off, right?
Latrine. Oh, what a good movie.
V-Fly! So I don't know.
Yeah, they've had 15 crashes.
There's a lot. Look, Honda's got nothing to lose by dusting off everybody that they've got and throwing other people on it. It's like, you know what?
No.
After 2 years on a Honda, you pretty much have ended your
broken.
Career because you're
broken.
You're broken. So you might as well throw somebody else in there. It's got like fresh meat, right?
Miller might not be a bad, if he'd be willing to do it, development rider for Honda, taking Mir's spot.
Yeah, I don't know if development riders are actually worth anything. You mean test rider? They don't even call them development riders anymore.
Yeah, well, he's testing in a race is not the best way to do it, but you know, it's what
Honda's been
now,
doing that for the last five or six doing years. That, yeah. You know?
So if Miller's going to stick around, I see him maybe taking a Mir spot, but I don't see anybody else.
I think there's more seats available than you think. Let's just put it that way.
I'll tell you this. Every seat's available.
That's true. That is true. Every right. seat
Money
is available.
Money talks. Everybody else walks.
Yep. Yep.
Right? Somebody comes up with the Amazon sponsorship for, I don't know, $50 million a year.
They can raise to their 90.
Mark who? Marquez? What?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That 93 guy can find Marquez, his own ride.
Yeah, Marquez is riding on his 90th year.
You know, I'm just saying, you show up with enough money, everybody's seats available. But
well, anyway, so we'll see. Oliveira, I feel bad for, because he's been like perpetually injured ever since he moved up from Moto2. Like all the time, he's always injured nonstop. So we have no clue at all whether he has any talent for MotoGP. He's not been healthy in 4 years.
Yeah. Well, that says he doesn't have the talent, right?
Maybe, but we can't judge that, right? Because he's spent so much time in the hospital.
Yeah, he's probably shell shocked, right? Like, oh my god, oh my god.
He could be. Yeah, he could be. Yeah, absolutely. That does happen. So, yeah. I've never heard from a racer that wrecking made them a better rider. Okay. It's like, you know, I learned some from that. I roll better now when I get thrown off.
I learned that you know, if you can wreck through the turn, you can kick take two people.
Well,
on the
you know something that what I say that, and now that I think about it, Marquez actually got better at wrecking after a while.
Yeah.
If you ever notice
injuries,
ever notice that when Marquez goes out, before he starts tumbling, he puts his arms across his chest and grabs his upper
Danica
arms.
Patrick's. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. The Danica Patrick's. Absolutely. And it works. And that way he's not, you know, cause the number one thing they do is tear up their like clavicles and their, you know, the shoulder blades and all that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah. Well, your arms and legs are just floppy things when you're,
well, if you hold them in, they don't flop around. That's the point. Right.
Not as much.
But the number one thing these guys do is destroy shoulders and collarbones in racing more than any other injury, probably because of the least protected areas. Right.
Well, because you got that arm out there and it gets bent.
Well,
you
get that arm out there. Plus, these guys fold up easily. You can fold them in half pretty easily.
They're a lot of them put their hands out when they're like sliding across.
Yeah, bad move. Yeah, real bad move.
Speed. So, once you knock the edge, that's a problem.
That's one thing.
Tisa was a good example of that. He did three barrel rolls when his crash this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just showing off.
I think it was.
I wouldn't hold up
crashing way more than you guys.
I'd be the Russian judge and hold up a 9 because otherwise that was a perfect rolling.
Well, but I did notice that about Marquez. Marquez got better. Being at Honda was actually good for him in the sense that he learned how to wreck better. But that doesn't win races. It just helps you not get injured.
Said wrecking's racing.
Zarco needs to reach out to him to find out what he learned so he can start applying it. Or
Zarco's had plenty of wrecks in his career, and I'm sure he knew going into Honda it was like, I'm going to have a lot more.
15 this year.
The money, you know what? You take a lot of chances when the money's good, and I'm sure even at his crummy salary he's getting from Honda, it's probably way better than any of us could dream to make.
Well, you know, he didn't really have much. You know, that was the only offer he had, so.
I don't need the guys in the 70s show $6 million man to rebuild me every day.
Yeah. 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 I'm sure nobody turns down that money unless they've already, you know, they're set for life. Zarco's not at that point. No, he's not. Marquez, I'm sure, could hang up his gloves at any time and be fine for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
he'll have sponsorships and everything else even after he retires.
Yeah, he'll be a brand ambassador for Honda. They'd love it.
I can just see it. See this scar here? I got that. You know, on the LCR Honda team rolling 4 times at Mugello. Yeah.
and this scar is for me opening a window.
Look, I used it before I hurt my arm. I could lift it all the way over my head. Now
I flew off a Honda so bad, one of my eyeballs came out of my head.
I rode Honda so long that I got disability.
Yeah, maybe he'll finish his career at Honda.
Don't say that at all.
Well, anybody could say they're going to finish their career at Honda because it's pretty much
a career
ending.
Finisher.
It's a career ending.
Zarco and Mir could end up finishing their career this year.
Oh, God. Poor Mir. He got teased with that one championship, and then it's been, like, downhill ever since.
Mir's like, bring back COVID.
Bring back COVID. Close all these tracks I can't win
he's
at.
Like, he's probably in China on the break going, hey, Wuhan Clinic, why don't you sponsor us again? Sponsor my team. I'll bring COVID-19 to the world.
What do we got next week?
Moto America at VIR, the Burr.
That's it.
That's all the racing we got next week.
That's it. Yeah, wow. That's pretty rare that there's nothing going on.
This past week, we only had World Superbike, so it's been highs and lows.
That's true. And any weekend when you get World Superbike is a rarity,
that's true.
Because Moto America's just the same one.
All right, we'll be back next week. We'll talk some Moto America.
Most of us will be back next week. We can't speak for everyone.
Some of us won't ever respond to text messages. Anyways, we're just going to talk right over Warren so that he can't defend himself. And we'll be back next week.